Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friend Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host, Katie. If you don't follow me on Instagram, that is where I hang out. That's where we chat. And I'm always answering questions. This question specifically popped into my DMs. And obviously, because you're here, you know that I can only educate and answer so much on Instagram in a short, 90-second clip. So today we're going to dive deeper to help you learn and really understand why do you eat when you're not hungry and ultimately what to do about it. If you're new here, welcome. Our mission is to empower women to overcome their need to measure success by the numbers and really start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We did this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and small group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, which is also now on YouTube. So if you want weekly non-diet inspiration, recipes, and more, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. And just an FYI, I don't know if you know this, but we put links to any upcoming events or freebies or things that we talk about. We always put those in the show notes, or if you're watching this on YouTube, in the description below. But if you somehow found this podcast by searching a key term or just Googling, whatever it is, and you want to make sure you don't lose it, you get distracted, you need to come back, just click subscribe or follow, and that will automatically add it to your podcast homepage app. You'll get alerts, and I hope that's helpful because I don't know about you. I get distracted when I find something, and then I try to go back and find it later, and I can't find it. So I hope that's helpful. All right, on to the show. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. You asked, Katie, why do I eat when I'm not hungry? I didn't think I was an emotional eater, but maybe I am. Please help. This makes me feel like a dear editor, like in a magazine or newspaper article. And honestly, I kind of love it. So first, I want to give you a huge congratulations for just recognizing whether or not you're feeling hunger. However, you might be thinking of just physical hunger. And as an intuitive eater, as an intuitive eating dietitian, I've found that there's really four different types of hunger. First, there's the physical hunger. This is when you have a need for energy from food. It's like when you have to pee, when your bladder gets full or your mouth is dry, you need a drink. Kind of the same idea. It's my body is telling me, it's giving me signs, like physical feelings, physical disruptions in my body that are telling me I need to eat. And then there's taste hunger. This is when you have a taste for a specific food that may or may not occur with physical hunger. So basically, it's just what it sounds like when a food just sounds good. Maybe you see something on TV or comes up a conversation with a friend and you just say, oh, that sounds good. Like that sounds like it would taste really good right now. Then there's emotional hunger. This is when you have some sort of emotion that triggers the desire to eat food. This is sometimes labeled as emotional eating when you feel the need to comfort yourself or maybe distract yourself from something uncomfortable. So it's eating as a result of some sort of emotional trigger. And then lastly, there's practical hunger. This is when you eat in anticipation of hunger. So for example, I just had a client who ate a really big meal before going on a plane ride, knowing that she wouldn't want to eat the plane food, or have access to snacks during the flight. Perfect. Let's say you know that you're going to be in meetings all afternoon and you have to talk on those meetings. You might eat something, even though it hasn't been, you know, a certain amount of hours. It's been a short time since your last meal, but you're going to eat knowing that if you don't fill up now, it's going to distract you during all those work calls that you have coming up. It's helpful to identify which of these four types of hunger that you're feeling, because then you have more information or more tools in your toolbox to figure out how to navigate it. I also want you to understand that all four types of hunger, all of these variations, they're all valid. And as an intuitive eater, you can respond to all of these. Maybe I identify I have some physical hunger, but I also have a taste hunger for chocolate. But I also know I have those back-to-back meetings coming up. So I might have chocolate and something more substantial, like a piece of fruit or yogurt, to keep me fuller longer. Or if I'm really sad, I'm feeling that emotional hunger, I might eat ice cream. Or I might also reach into my toolbox for another form of self-care to deal with that sad feeling. I also want to share with you a tool that I use with all my clients. It's called the Hunger Scale. I wrote a whole blog about it because I believe that it's better to see it, in my opinion, than it is to hear it. So I'm just going to go ahead and link to that in the show notes, or if you send me a DM on Instagram or go to katiehake.com/newsletter, I'm actually going to share it in next week's newsletter. So if you're not signed up already, click the link there and we'll be sure to send it out. And I think you're going to find it really helpful because, again, there's so many nuances to hunger, and it's ironic because you'd think, oh, can you describe hunger? Like it sounds pretty straightforward, but what I've found through practice is that clients can identify that really extreme hunger, the hanger, or they can describe the very uncomfortable feeling of fullness, but it's the in-between. It's the gray area that they have trouble explaining and also identifying for themselves. So I hope this you find that tool helpful. And as always, leave a review, hit that subscribe button. Let us know what you think, because we put out this podcast weekly and it's for you. It's to help you wherever you're at along your intuitive eating journey.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.